Welcome to This Season On.
One, hello, and welcome to the next episode of This Season On. I am your host, Paul Zimmerman, and on the other line, he won't be coming to training camp because he hurt himself on The Bachelor. It's Steven Rooney. Steven, what's happening?
Zim, broken wrist. I sustained the same injury junior year, Little 500 at Indiana, racing bikes against Jordan Shepherd. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Jordan Shepherd, now a dad. So I hope his son or our future offspring will hear this and realize what he did to my fellow podcaster. I'm good, man. We are back for another week. Sorry for the delay, but we are going to talk about The Bachelor and the Bachelorette and her boys, which are definitely boys after this previous episode. And then we're also, we got some challenge news. So we're going to talk about that towards the end of the episode. But let's get to what the people want. Let's break down, or what are your takeaways from this episode where we saw Becca go on a very awkward date about writing music, and another date I don't remember, and they played football, which there's about 17 football players on this season. So what are you thinking?
You know, it was a pretty good episode, actually, even though we're laughing about it. One thing I want to get out of the way is the news that broke yesterday about Lincoln, who's already kind of, people don't like him as a character, and now it comes out that he was involved in some sort of sexual misconduct, sexual assault. Your face makes me seem like you didn't even see this.
So, I have been very avoiding the spoilers, mostly because my take on this season and that it's next to a tire fire. But I feel, so this is interesting. Tell me more about this. What are the details?
Yes, the deets. The I deets. Don't know very well. So if I have it wrong, please don't feel like you have to correct me. But the gist of it is, a week before filming started, he was groping and grinding, unwanted touching, on a woman on some like booze cruise. Don't quote me on the details, but it was something like that. He got arrested. I don't know if he was charged, but it was sexual misconduct, sexual assault, all unwanted. Really, really bad look for a guy who people already didn't like. And this kind of seals his fate as persona non grata for the whole season.
So how does The Bachelor see, like, this is going to become more and more prevalent in the Me Too era that we live right now, that these dudes, because honestly a lot of them were just dudes before they went on the show. How are these dudes going to survive in this, where they get, everything gets picked and prodded, you know, poked and prodded? Like, what, like, we had Garrett with the Instagram post, and now Lincoln with sexual assault. Like, what, it's going to be interesting how future Bachelor and Bachelorettes look, you know?
I bet Garrett is so pumped that this happened. Yeah. Because all the heat is now off of him. Liking a couple alt-right posts pales in comparison to, you know, sexually assaulting. I don't know what the exact terminology is used in these articles. Thank you to all the listeners who sent the articles to me. I apologize for butchering the content.
Yeah.
But the biggest takeaway is that it's shitty.
It sucks. It's not good.
It's a bad person.
Yeah.
And I was basically starting, I'm glad I broke this to you now. I don't want to get into it besides that. It's shitty. It sucks. Lincoln already was a least favorite of yours and mine. He's going to be a villain of the show. I'm shocked that he got onto the show despite this happening. But I kind of want to get that out in front, break that news, and move on to The Bachelor as more of a fun Monday night entity.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's gnarly. That's no fun. But let's talk about more fun stuff, like how Colton apparently hooked up with Tia, and that was a big deal for a while there for a second, until he said, yeah, it didn't mean anything, and then Becca rudely just gives the rose to him as, like, walking away from the other dudes. Let's hear your take, and I have some takes on Becca that I'm trying to stew up. So let me see. What do you think about the group date? Would you ever want to have your ex as a friend of another ex that you're on a reality TV show about? And overall, the the gaggle of girls. I feel they're gonna show up more. What are your takes on this, them being so prevalent?
I'm gonna focus on Colton and Becca, because we didn't get to speak last week when this first came up. She clearly likes Colton so much more than the rest of the guys. Similar, like I said, to Jordan, Rodgers, and JoJo.
Yeah.
So when you have something like this, even though it's negative, his pre-existing relationship with Tia causing friction early on in his relationship with Becca, that gives them something real to talk about. It gives them a real problem to overcome. All these other guys are bullshitting, "Becca, you mean so much to me. I feel so comfortable with you." She's smart. She sees through that as fluff.
Yeah.
But with Colton, even if it's a negative thing, it's such a more of a bonding experience having a real life problem that you have to deal with so much early on. I think it endears her to him to her. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. And I feel like that is, Becca's not a very good actor talking about when she's not interested in a dude. Like, you can tell there's like 90%, like she forgot a dude's name this week, which was pretty real, which I kind of liked, but then she like had to go and I was like, "You know, I kind of have a crush on you." Like, she's played that game a gazillion times, and it's just like,
I like that guy. I asked this because I'm literally just watching The Sopranos with Allison right now. Have you watched The Sopranos ever?
I haven't, no.
There's a character on there who just happens to be featured very heavily where we are in season 3, Jackie Jr. If you're a Sopranos fan and you listen to this podcast, the guy whose name she forgot reminds me exactly of Jackie Jr. And I really like that guy. Sorry,
yeah, I like that guy too. He's always the one that's prodding, like he's talking to Colton, like he's the confidant for Colton, he's the confidant for Jordan, so he's going to be on for a while. He's going to play like the girl with the boobs, I don't remember her name, the shark girl, dolphin girl.
Oh, Alexis, I thought they were about Astrid. But
yeah, oh yeah, Astrid, Alexis. Well, Astrid didn't say anything. We do have an Astrid this season though. Jake, the banjo player, came out strong out of the gate, and then I didn't watch the last... I didn't see you got eliminated, to be honest, because our...
They didn't show, but there were no eliminations.
Oh, there wasn't? Oh, okay, because...
Yeah.
I didn't see the end of the episode because the recording cut off because of Trump and Kim Jong-un's, like, handshake or whatever, and I didn't watch it live, but...
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. Let's go back to the date. Sorry, we're getting off. So Colton, Becca, the date.
The date. So they got their nails done. And then they help the girls. None of the girls seemed very interested to be there. It just seemed like they didn't want to just grab Tia because that'd be super awkward. So I feel like, I think the girls thought they were getting ready for Bachelor in Paradise, and they wound it up in like a salon in Los Angeles.
Did you listen to Raven when she was on Juliet's podcast like a few months ago?
No, maybe I might have.
Rachel. When Rachel was the Bachelorette, all of her girls came back too. Rachel openly admitted that all the girls treated it like a preview for Bachelor Paradise.
Yeah.
And they were just scouting. Becca Martinez was so horny. You could tell she was pushing up her breasts a little bit and trying to get a little. She was getting horny, and I supported it.
Yeah,
I think
it was
the
funny.
Girls were all getting real horny with it.
I know, and good for them. Let them have fun, but like also like they definitely knew what they were getting themselves into. So checking out the prospects, and that, you know, that worked out for Raven. So there you go.
So you started off saying, "What's your biggest takeaway?" This transitions into my biggest takeaway of the episode.
Let's hear it.
David is a bigger douchebag than Jordan.
David is the worst.
David's the worst. I hate David and I love Jordan.
He is the one. He is the Evan of this season that just gets poked and prodded by the producers to be like, you know, you should really like start something, and Becca's gonna make you think you're gonna be really cool around Becca if you do that. And then it just backfires on him. The dude that I don't even remember his name, the other black guy, not Lincoln, not Clay.
Wills.
But Wills, his reactions to the whole situation was the best part of the night. when he had to like put his jacket over his mouth to not laugh at these two like buffoons right in front of their face. Oh man, that was the best part. That was, I don't think he said anything else the whole night. I think he was super drunk, but damn, that was good.
Jordan is a great character.
Yes.
Jordan is stupid. He's the villain. He's an idiot. He's there just for sound bites, and he's not a threat, and I love it. He's awesome. David is the douchebag that's taking the bait.
Yeah.
David thinks that he's the one trolling Jordan. He's playing himself.
Yeah, man.
And then he falls out of bed. Like, you got fucking played,
literally
bro.
Falls out of bed. Like,
you're a douche.
And you know what? I like, the more we see Jordan, the more I really like him. I think he's a fun character. And then he had a valid point when he wanted to confront Colton about Tia and his past relationships in front of the group. When David did the same exact thing, and then the Kalan Chiers, or whatever the heck his name is, Jean-Pierre, was like, yeah, no, I was there. Like, that's, you have a valid point, and no one else believed him. Like, I like Jordan a lot. I don't think he's gonna last very long. I think him and David get both let go on the 2-on-1, but he has a couple more trips ahead of him, which is good.
Yeah, Colton was so smug when Jordan called Colton out in front of the group.
Yeah,
and Colton said, "What's it about?" And then Jordan said, "It's about last night." Colton had this smug smirk. He was like, "Oh, then ask away, bro."
Yeah.
And Jordan's like, "What's up with you and Tia?"
Yeah, right.
He's like,
"You can't say
really
that."
Supportive.
And he's like, "Well, everyone talked about my shit." And then Jean-Pierre was like, "Yeah, that's true." I was like, "It is true. That's very fair."
I don't want to correct you because I love Juan Pierre, the baseball player, so much. It's Jean Blanc.
I don't care.
Okay, so you're not allowed to say Jordan because Jordan is a winner. Who's another big winner from this week? Any entity, any character, anything? What was a big winner for you?
I would have to say Leo is a big winner because he had a lot of fun. He seems like the most fun. Like, he obviously has no chemistry with Becca at all. He's just there to hang out with his bros, which is the best. So I am all for that. I think he would have been my big winner. I don't think any of the one-on-ones were very good. So I got to give it up to anyone that's trying to play hard football or try to like make fun of literally playing like professional football players. Like, Clay is a loser, right? Because he actually tried.
Yeah. Clay, spoiler alert, the biggest loser of the week is Clay. The dude, are you fucking kidding me that you would play tackle football when you're a professional football player?
No.
Dude, be all-time quarterback and throw it away if you're about to get hit. You can't risk getting injured for your career playing bachelorette football. You fucking idiot.
And
you are so stupid. You deserve to go home. We made fun of Clay relentlessly during my viewing party this week.
It's gnarly. It's so dumb. And Liz told me that he actually had to miss training camp because he got hurt. So there goes your livelihood.
I can't believe how much she... So you said earlier, you can tell how over it Peck is with some of the guys.
Yeah.
She genuinely liked Clay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to winners. You spoiled the losers, so
yeah,
we're going to pick a new loser.
Sorry, yeah. Who's your winner?
Because Clay is a loser. I want to talk about Leo.
Let's do it.
We didn't, because we didn't talk last week. His dodgeball performance, he's the fun guy that knows he's not going to win, that is going to be great on group dates. She can't eliminate him because he's so fun, he's so great for the house. He'll make it to the final seven just for the camaraderie. He'll get a
win. Oh, yeah.
It'll be a really, like, heartfelt, like, losing a friend.
Yeah.
Which he'll feel the same. He'll go to paradise. That hair in paradise, he's got a great body. He's genuinely funny.
Yeah.
I love Leo, and he's the perfect guy to bond the house together and then do well on paradise. And then that salon, the friends of Becca,
yeah,
they're gonna be very clicky on Paradise, so it's gonna be interesting to see if Leo can break in with one of them.
Yeah, I think you'd have to go outside of last season. But yeah, no, go on.
I'm sorry.
As he'll have to go outside of last year. Yeah, your winner, sorry.
Yes, no, we are. Audio issues got us confused there. My winner, hot take. I'm cooling down because I don't want to judge someone based on Instagram likes, even though I could not be compatible with someone who liked that shit, unless they had a good explanation. Garrett. I liked Garrett this week. I'm sorry. He seems, Becca seems to like him. He's a smooth operator. He seems like he's good at dating. He's still surface level right now.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling when he needs to open up, he will. And no one talked about how good he was at throwing the football.
Yeah, he was a baseball player, apparently.
He was great.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about Mike with the blonde, long hair who writes for Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
His toe-dragging catch in the end zone was unbelievable.
That was pretty solid. They did look like they had some actually good football highlights. But overall, it's just never going to end well, especially when you're wearing hockey helmets to a football game. I'm just like, this is just going to get ugly. And, of course, it did. So
the other thing is, if you're playing football with, what was it, 6-on-6?
Yeah.
And it's tackle, the quarterback shouldn't be allowed to rush.
Yeah, I did see that. It seemed like they were trying to do that from the jump, from the beginning, and then they were just like, well, screw this, I'm just going to run. Like, yeah. Come on, man.
So you can't say David because he's a loser.
Yeah.
You can't say Clay because he's a loser. Who else lost this week? Who else is acting as Zim Rose just based on their performance for this week?
So I would have to say the guy that went on the singing date. I don't even remember his name. And I know he got a rose, but the...
Chris, maybe?
But he looks like the one guy you don't know from the New Kids on the Block. And I just think he's such a dweeb that he is the one that snitched on the other guy the first night. And you just can't get that off your head. Like, he didn't seem interested in the date. He seemed mortified, to be honest. And, you know, I can't trust him. I'm surprised he got a rose. I'm surprised they hit it off. Like, I don't see him going very far after that performance. Plus, like, that artist wanted to just, like, take Becca away. That was what I wanted to say. When the artist was, like, when that, whoever they saw, I don't remember his name, but he looked like he had Botox for, like, the past 20 years. He pushed Chris out of the way so he could sit next to Becca on the piano, and Chris just let it happen. I was like, dude, you're done. See you later. Like, she is so out of it. It's just... It's almost weird, like, watching, because you can tell that, like, Becca is not interested in these dudes, and they're trying to go in for kisses and stuff, and it's just like, ugh, it's weird.
Yeah, that wasn't a singing date. Like, let's say that was a poetry date, and I will never understand the fucking fascination with the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise with poetry. None of my friends admitted it. Ever done anything involving poetry ever. Like, what the fuck is this franchise's obsession with poetry?
I think it's, like, romantic, and it's easy, and it's dumb, and so of course they're gonna do all that. Like, it's just...
I love that guy's reliance on his one song, the song.
Oh, I know. I don't remember what that song was. It's not Stand By You. I don't remember what it is. And, like, the fact that Becca knew it, like, I was like, okay, right on. She seems like she's very scripted this year, which is not a good sign for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that guy, let's call him Chris. My sister always calls him Skinny Perez Hilton. He has a little bit of a Perez Hilton vibe with that face.
Yeah.
We've talked about most of the notable, so I'm going to go with you. That guy, Chris, he was a loser. I'm surprised, but not surprised that he got the rose. That guy's so nice. It must be so hard in those situations to not give him the one-on-one rose. I wonder if it was a couple episodes down if she would have sent him home.
Oh, yeah, the day, totally. Totally. He wasn't even participating.
If you go on one of those one-on-ones early, you're basically securing your place for the next 4 episodes without having to do anything.
Yeah, as long as you don't mess it up like a Wells and just completely crumble and fall. Like, you're usually good. Yeah, like you said, you get half a season out of your face then. So,
did I give you my take, or was this when I was watching? I support Becca or any of the Bachelor or Bachelorettes kissing so much early on. A, because you want to know if they're a good kisser. And I think that's kind of a lame take, but it's somewhat true.
Okay.
More importantly, B, you've been a contestant. You know how much pressure it is to get that first kiss. You don't want your guys to be in their own head like Wells. You know that these guys are hoping to kiss you every one-on-one interaction. Kiss them. Give them a little makeout. Because then what they'll do is they'll be able to loosen up and they won't be so in their own head. If you're not comfortable, if you're not feeling it, then obviously don't. I don't want Becca to do things she's uncomfortable with. But if she seems comfortable, do it. Get them out of their own heads. I think that's the move that she's pulling, which I support.
That's a very interesting take, and I like it. I'm not wrapping my head around it exactly, but I do like where your head's at, and your reasoning was solid. So I can't say no.
I really appreciate you validating my take like that. That's really kind of. We'll wrap up the Bachelor talk. If there's anything else, I'm going to give out my rose for the week.
Okay.
And that is, I'm giving you my rose.
Oh.
For even though you didn't understand my take, being so kind and positive about it.
Please accept this rose. And we did kiss really fast when we first met, so that was good too. For my rose, I'm going to have to give it to Jordan. Because he could have played it very poorly, but then at the end of the day, his nemesis literally fell out of bed. So you always look better in that regard. I will finish the date or the date. Our date
with a one-on-one concert.
Very nice. Oh yeah, by some dude that we don't remember the name of. He Liz did say, and I don't think I've been more happy. Was that she said Tia should have been the Bachelor this year or the Bachelorette this year, and we high-fived. So that's our relationship in a nutshell, but I'm glad we still agree on some things.
She was looking good.
She's looking good, and the accent isn't as bad. So maybe we'll see some tea in the future. We'll see.
She's going to be the star of paradise. She will 100% be the star of paradise. Let it be known, if you listen to this podcast or you watch the show and you are anti-Jordan, you are a fucking idiot.
He's a character on the show.
You're watching the show for entertainment. He's not going to win. He knows it. She knows it. Just enjoy the essence of Jordan. David falling out of that bed and Jordan saying, I guess chickens can't fly. Fuck you, David.
Good for Jordan.
Speaking of fucking, they released the cast for the new season of The Challenge.
I don't know half of these people, man.
And we'll dive into it later. And I know all of them, except for one couple.
Okay.
Here's what I think they're doing, and I kind of support it. Dirty 30, Vendettas, Reckoning?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a trilogy. I knew that part, but
I love the fact that they're doing that.
This is the one thing that I'm pretty excited about, because they named all the teams, and we'll go on to that later, but Johnny Bananas and his partners, ?
Devin, Sarah?
It's 100% Tony. Sarah, right? It has to be Sarah. It can't be anybody else. Why would you do it?
But Sarah was pre-trilogy. Devin and Tony are his guys from this trilogy.
Ooh, that's a good point. It has to be. I wish it was Sarah so badly.
I don't think. I wish it was. I don't think it is. That's it's got to be Devin
or
Tony.
You make a lot more sense, and I definitely think it's Tony.
I'm sorry. The look on your face. I took so much happiness out of your face.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We can't have nice things. This is the world we live in.
Let's talk about it another time.
Yeah.
We're getting to the end. It looks good. If you're a Challenge fan, we'll do a breakdown one of these weeks here. The trailer is out now.
Yeah.
This is your homework. Your homework, I'm pointing to Zim, and your homework, the listeners, and my homework. Watch the trailer, and we'll talk about it next week after we break down The Bachelorette. If you're listening, and you have a winner, a loser, a takeaway, or a rose that you want to hand out, please let us know.
Let us know at This Season on Twitter, and you can search for This Season on the Facebook. But it's exciting for the challenge, less than 10 days away. Or excuse me, less than a month away. But as always,
10-ish days.
Yeah, I'm crushing it. I'm really flustered after you gave me the rose, man. I don't know how to handle myself. Let's cheers our champagne glasses. Rooney, you killed it.
Zim, much love.